Welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Podcast. Subscribe to this podcast to get easy access to the sermons preached on Sundays at Lighthouse Church. These messages are extracted from the live stream of our services, which can be found on our channel, My Lighthouse Vancouver, on YouTube. If you have any questions on these messages, feel free to send your comments or questions via email to info@ladnerlife.com. That's info@ladnerlife.com. Lighthouse Church is located in Metro Vancouver in beautiful British Columbia, Canada, and is affiliated with the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada. Now, here is this Sunday's message.
So today we get to dive into what it means to rest in God and how He gives rest to our souls. So we're going to be looking at Matthew 11, 25 to 30, and then we'll be focusing on chapter 12 as well. But has anyone ever pulled an all-nighter before? Maybe some of us in university, college, we procrastinated a little bit too much, and you're staying up all night to write the paper, maybe look into the research as well. Or maybe some of you have gone to a youth conference, and you don't get any sleep. I was away last weekend. The lights went out, the kids started screaming. It was great time. Loved it. The best sleep I ever had. Right? But some of you know, or maybe some of you know what it's like to count down the days for a vacation as well. When you're tired from work and you're like, I just can't wait to get away and actually sleep and actually rest. And then you're finally on that trip, you're relaxing, feet are up, just enjoying the moment. But here's the thing. What about the kind of exhaustion that actually sleep can't fix? What about when you wake up the next day and you still feel tired on the inside? What about the exhaustion that comes from stress, anxiety, guilt, or constantly feeling that you have to prove yourself? What about the feeling of being burdened, like you're carrying a weight you just can't shake off? This is exactly the kind of exhaustion Jesus is talking about in today's passage. In Matthew 11, 25 to 30, Jesus is speaking to people who are weary and burdened, not just physically, but spiritually. These people were trying so hard to follow religious rules, thinking that if they did enough, they would be accepted by God. But instead of finding peace, they are burnt out, exhausted, and overwhelmed. And honestly, maybe some of us feel like that today. Maybe you feel like you've been trying so hard to be good enough for God, or you've been chasing after things that make you feel fulfilled, like money, success, relationships, but it never feels enough. You feel like no matter what you do, you're still missing something. That's because our souls are longing for something deeper. There's a spiritual unrest inside of us that can only be truly known by Jesus. There's something inside of us that wants to be truly known, truly loved, and to find peace in life. And that only can be found through Jesus Christ. So today we're going to be looking at what it means to find true rest in God. Not material things, not in following rules, not in wealth, success, or power, but it's in a real, genuine, life-giving relationship with Jesus Christ. Because this is the kind of rest that is what our souls are longing for. And so today Jesus invites us to find it in Him. So let's read Matthew 11, 25 to 30. And as we do that, I think this passage is a good one where let's just close our eyes and let's just take a moment to just quiet ourselves as we just read the Word of God. And sometimes when we're in this state, I like to put my hands out like I'm just receiving from God. But just clear your mind of all the things that you're stressed about, maybe the tasks you have to do, and just focus your attention on God. Take just a deep breath in and breathe out. Come, Holy Spirit, come. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, you have revealed to them little children. Yet, yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you that you give rest to our souls. Thank you that you fulfill us when we are stressed, when we are burdened, when we are tired. God, you give us fulfillment in life. I pray as we study your word that you would just speak to us today. I pray you'd speak through me, God. In your holy name we pray. Amen. So Jesus invites us, invites the humble and weary to find true rest in him. Revealing God to those who seek him with a childlike faith. So the first point we're going to look at is that rest comes through humble faith, which is from verses 25 to 26. So God hides things from the proud, but reveals them to the humble. These things refer to the message and activities of the kingdom of heaven. So understanding God's truth requires faith and humility. In Jesus' time, the religious elite, the scribes, Pharisees, and teachers of the law rejected him, while the common people, those who were without status, welcomed him. Now, Jesus isn't against intelligence or wisdom, but the thing that he is against is pride. And that's what a lot of the spiritual elite had at this time, is they were very prideful. They didn't even see the Messiah that was right in front of them. A person can be as wise as Solomon, but without a childlike trust and dependence on God, they will miss the truth. Pride makes us believe that we don't need God, so we rely on ourselves instead. James 4:6 says, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." The proud are more concerned about their own wisdom and achievements than with God, which hardens their hearts and makes it difficult to hear the voice of God. I think Pharaoh is a great example of this. Someone who is very prideful, even to the point where he would allow his own people to suffer than actually give in to the truth. See, the proud reject correction because they think they know everything, making them resistant to God's wisdom and direction in life. Humility leads to obedience because when we are humble, we are more willing to submit to God's authority. Jesus is the perfect example of humility, as we see in Philippians 2, 5 to 8, choosing to serve, even obedient to the point of death. When we humble ourselves before God, we walk in his will instead of resisting it. True rest comes through humility because it allows us to stop striving and to trust in God's strength. Pride makes us try to control everything, but humility enables us to surrender and to find peace in him. Many of us hold on to control thinking that we have to figure it out ourselves, but this only leads to more burdens or making us more weary or more tired in life. True rest happens when we stop trying to earn God's favor and simply rest in him as a child trusts their parent. You know, the Pharisees turned God's commandments into heavy burdens, making something like the Sabbath instead of a time of rest something that was a burden. What was meant as a gift was now becoming a source of stress and legalism, and they were pushing it on other people as well. It was pushing people further away from God instead of leading them to a closer relationship. And so Jesus exposes the misunderstanding of the Pharisees' interpretation of the Sabbath and says that Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And rest is not about inactivity or ritual, but a relationship with Jesus. It's a day to sort of just delight in him to take the rest that we need. Right? The kind of rest he offers is not just physical, but it's spiritual, a deep abiding peace that is not dependent on our circumstances. You know, we can follow every religious rule and still miss the heart of God if we do not humbly trust in God. Right? That when we trust in Jesus, we no longer have to live under exhausting weight of self-sufficiency. Many people today feel pressure to have everything figured out and prove their worth through maybe our accomplishments. But Jesus invites us to let go and to trust in him instead. Like children who trust the parents, we are to trust God that he provides, guides, and cares for us. That we don't have to have everything figured out or control every outcome in life. We just need to rest in God and depend on him. Jesus' invitation to come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, is a call to surrender our pride and self-reliance. True rest comes not in striving or controlling, but in trusting and surrendering to God's will. It is the surrendering that we experience the peace and rest that only Jesus can give to us. Right? The wisdom of God is not something we earn by striving or trying harder, but it's something we receive when we approach God with humility and faith. As we humble ourselves before God, we are open ourselves to his guidance and his wisdom and his rest. True rest comes when we let go of illusion that we can do it all on our own and trust in God's provision and grace. The rest that Jesus offers us is not just for our souls, but also for our hearts and minds as well. It is a rest from the endless pursuit of self-sufficiency and control. When we humble ourselves and trust in God's sufficiency, we can experience a peace that transcends all understanding. Jesus welcomes us as we are broken, tired, burdened, and offered us rest for our souls. This is the heart of the gospel. In Christ, we find rest from striving, efforts to prove ourselves, and burdens. As we follow Jesus, we learn to rest in his finished work on the cross. We no longer have to strive for our salvation or earn it, because Jesus says it is finished. When we live with the humility of a child trusting in God's love and provision, we find true rest for our souls, for what our souls long for. This rest is a gift freely offered to those who come to Jesus with faith and humility, recognizing that we can do nothing apart from him. We can't work for our salvation or earn it. In surrendering to Christ, we find freedom from the pressures of self-reliance and the peace of knowing that God is in control. You know, I remember before I got ordained as a pastor, I had to go to about 3 conferences. And to be honest, a lot of those conferences was stuff I learned in Bible college. It was nothing really new. I mean, it was a good time to just get away. But the one thing they talked about a lot in those conferences was burnout. Because burnout is a real thing today. People can burn out very easily. And I think the biggest thing why burnout happens is, one, I think when we neglect our relationship with God. That's one thing. We can start to burn out. Because then we rely on our own strength. And then when we're relying on our own strength, we're not taking care of ourselves physically. And then we overwork ourselves with lack of sleep, and we burn out. And I think that's why we have to rely on God. We have to have that humility that we can't do things on our own. And I think it's a good thing they talk about burnout, because it helped me have habits in my life where hopefully I don't burn out, because I don't want to. But I think it's only by the grace of God that I haven't burnt out from all that I do. But yeah, we need to acknowledge our dependence on God. And through that, we can have the rest that he wants to offer us. So in what areas of your life do you need to humble yourself in order to better hear God's voice and experience the rest that he offers? Consider where maybe pride or self-reliance may be blocking your ability to trust God fully. Think about how surrendering control might open up a deeper peace and a closer relationship with him. Second point is that rest comes through knowing Jesus, verse 27. So Matthew 11:27 states, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Father, or no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." This verse reveals the divine self-conscious of Jesus, and he is fully aware of his unique relationship with the Father and the authority that he has over all things. It highlights the supreme authority of the Father within the Trinity, showing that God the Father has delegated everything to the Son. The phrase "all things" refers to everything needed for Christ's mission, that he alone has the authority to judge, save, and reveal God, and to grant eternal life. Jesus has this unique authority because he is fully human, and yet he is fully divine. And no one else shares this nature or role in salvation. Other religious leaders, prophets, or philosophers may claim to have wisdom about God, but Jesus does not teach about God. He reveals him. Unlike human beings who have limited knowledge of God, Jesus has perfect, intimate, firsthand knowledge of the Father because he has been in eternal relationship with him from the very beginning, as we read in John 1:1-3. Right? If someone truly wants to know God, they must go through Jesus because Jesus has the authority to reveal the Father. That Jesus is not just some teacher of the truth, he is the truth himself. Meaning that every other claim about how to reach God must be measured against that. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father because no one else has the ability to reveal God fully and perfectly. John 14:6 makes this clear when Jesus boldly declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is not a vague and open-ended statement. It is an absolute exclusive claim that demands a response. Jesus is not saying he is one way or many ways. He is claiming that I am the only way to God. That meaning that all other paths that attempt to reach God apart from him will ultimately fail. In a world where, you know, people ask the question like, oh, there's so many religions, how do we know that Christianity is valid or is the absolute truth? I'd say the biggest thing that distinguishes Christianity from other religions is that Christianity is not a works-based religion, right? It is very much just you have a relationship with Jesus. That's how we're saved. It is accepting that free gift. Every other religion teaches a system of human effort, moral actions, meditations, rituals, or strict obedience to reach God, enlightenment, or spiritual fulfillment. You know, Buddha provided the 8 paths to enlightenment, but never claimed to be God or personally grant salvation. I think that religion's funny because the whole desire is to not have any desires, which is a desire in itself. So that contradicts itself. Or Muhammad claimed to be the prophet, but never said that he himself could bring people to God, only that he should follow teachings. That religion is very based on works. And a lot of the times it's, you know, that question of, am I actually saved, right? It's always that question there. Hinduism teaches a belief in many gods and reincarnation, but there's no single savior who guarantees eternal life. Christianity is radically different because it's the only faith where salvation is not based on human effort, but on what God has already done through Jesus, which is on the cross. Jesus' death and resurrection prove his divine authority. No other religious leader has died for people or their sins or has raised from the dead. The resurrection is the ultimate evidence that Jesus is who he says he is. No founder of any other religion has conquered death. If Jesus truly is God in the flesh, rejecting him is not rejecting a religious idea. It's rejecting the only means of salvation. This exclusivity of Jesus' claim is not about arrogance or intolerance, but the reality that salvation is only found in the one who has the power to give it. The invitation is not to follow another set of rules or religious laws, but to personally know Jesus, who alone provides rest and eternal life. This is why Jesus invites us all who are weary and burdened to come to him, because apart from him, there is no lasting rest, peace, or true salvation. Jesus' exclusive claim is not meant to exclude, but to invite. He offers salvation freely to all who come to him in faith, promising eternal life. Knowing Jesus brings spiritual rest. The creator of the universe wants to know you on a personal level. He cares for you. Following Jesus is not about doing religion right, but entering in a relationship with God. True rest does not come from work that we do for God. It comes through a relationship with Christ. As we draw near to him, he draws near to us. Religion without Christ is exhausting. Rest doesn't come from rituals that we perform or how we often attend Sunday services, but rather from a deep, genuine relationship with Christ. When we make it more about religion, it disrupts the rest. It becomes more about what we're doing for God instead of focusing on what Christ has already done for us on the cross. Jesus clearly teaches that there is no way to true peace, only through him. Jesus invites us into a relationship with him, not religion. It is intimacy with Christ that brings us true rest. When our relationship becomes about works, this is what the burden is about. This is the burden that Jesus is addressing. This is what the Pharisees were putting on people, is this heavy burden. Jesus, you know, the Pharisees were trying to trap him in verse 12 in dealing with the Sabbath. And, you know, they're asking, like, hey, is it lawful to actually heal someone on the Sabbath? And Jesus is like, you know, if you see one of your sheep fall into a pit, would you not get up and, you know, get it out? How much more does Jesus care for a person than he does an animal, right? And it's that idea, is like, if our religious rules become more about following rules and not loving our neighbor, then I think we've missed it. Then it becomes a burden. You know, I think about, you know, I try to keep a Sabbath once a week. Saturday is mainly my day. I try not to do any schoolwork or work. It's just a day to rest. You know, but there's instances where I can't take my Sabbath, and I'm not religious about it. Like, you know, last weekend we went to a conference, and it was great. The kids had an encounter with God. And just a huge challenge, because it was a big leadership conference. Only grade 10s were allowed to go. And for me, I'm willing to give up my Sabbath if kids can come to know God and feel the challenge to listen and obey him. I'll give up my Sabbath. It's fine. I'm not going to follow that. Like, the Sabbath is a good practice to have in our lives, but it's not something that we have to be a slave to. And it's the same with religious rules. Is there some things that we don't have to be a slave to it? I mean, we don't change the moral stance on certain things, because that's God's word, but there's some things that don't apply to our culture today. So in what ways are you relying on religious striving rather than a true relationship with Jesus as your source of rest and peace? Consider where you may be placing your trust in works, rituals, or personal effort instead of fully resting in Christ. Think about how shifting your focus to intimacy with Jesus might bring greater freedom, peace, and assurance in your walk with him. The last point is that rest comes through surrendering to Jesus, from verses 28 to 30. So these verses in Matthew right here are unique only to this gospel. It doesn't appear in Mark, Luke, or John. Jesus is speaking to those who are desperately trying to find God, live righteously, but are overwhelmed by the burden of religious demands. His invitation is direct at those exhausted by their search for truth, offering them rest in him. The weary search for God ends in Jesus. He is the fulfillment of what we've been longing for. For the devout Jew, religion often felt like a heavy burden, filled with endless rules and obligations. The term yoke was commonly used to describe submission to religious instructions. So yoke is a wooden frame that would normally join two animals together, mainly oxen in this time, that would basically carry a heavy load. And so the Pharisaic interpretation of the law had become an unbearable weight, which was filled with detailed regulations that people believed were divinely mandated. And so the constant striving to follow these rules left people weary, discouraged, and spiritually exhausted. In contrast to the Pharisaic burden, Jesus offers a different kind of yoke, a way of discipleship that brings true rest. In 1 John 5, 1-5, it says, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves this child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this love for God to keep his commands and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith, who is it that overcomes the world? Only one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is denouncing heavy burdens placed on religious leaders and inviting people into a relationship of love and grace. The yoke Jesus offers is not legalism but of humility and the rest, true rest for our soul. The imagery of the yoke reminds us that it is designed to help carry a load, not remove it entirely. Jesus does not call his followers to a passive life, but to a life of love and purpose. His yoke is light because it aligns with what we were created for to do. Love God and love others. When asked about the greatest commandment, Jesus summarizes it in just two commands, which is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is not complicated or a burdensome task. It is the core of our identity and our purpose. Jesus invites us into a relationship, not just a set of religious rules. And if we are feeling wearied and burdened, we should allow God to comfort us rather than striving harder. Where the Pharisees enforce legalism, Jesus offers grace. His yoke is given in love, and when we embrace love for God and others, the burden becomes light. It is not heavy. The love brings rest to our souls, not from inactivity, but from striving for worth through religious effort. If we question our purpose or identity, Jesus reminds us, love God and love others. True rest is not found in religious rituals or personal achievement, but knowing Jesus and walking in his love. When we lose sight of love, faith becomes a burden. But when we embrace Christ's invitation, we find freedom and peace. If we reduce our relationship with God to a checklist of religious duties, we risk missing the joy, freedom, and peace that he brings. Jesus does not call us to perfection, but to a life of love, one that is rooted in his grace and sustained by his presence. When we embrace Christ's invitation, we step into life of purpose, where obedience is not about duty, but it's about delighting in God. True rest is not the absence of responsibility, but the presence of a deep, abiding trust in Jesus, knowing that he loves and carries us through every season of life. The more we rest in his love, the less we feel the weight of religious pressure, and the more we experience the fullness of life that he promises us. You know, the way that I can imagine it is, we're carrying this big, heavy backpack, and we put stuff in it. And it just, you know, and as we put more stuff in our backpack that maybe God hasn't asked us to, it just gets heavier and heavier and harder to carry. And before you know it, it's like, you know, it's hurting our back, right? And Jesus, his yoke is easy, and he asks us to let go of those things and to not hold on to them, right? And then it becomes light as we learn to love God and love others. So where in your life do you feel weighed down by religious expectation, personal striving, or the pressure to do more for God? How might embracing Jesus' invitation to love God and others help you experience the rest and the freedom he offers? What would it look like to shift from a mindset of religious duty to one of joyful relationship with Christ? So to conclude, the rest that we long for, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, can only be fully satisfied in a relationship with Jesus. In a world that constantly demands more for us, we often find ourselves weighed down by unrealistic expectations, whether they are self-imposed or placed on us by others. Many of us are carrying heavy loads, just like the weary and burdened people in Jesus' time. These burdens might come from pressure to perform at work, to meet societal standards, or even from the expectations of others in our relationships. Sometimes we carry the weight of unmet dreams, unhealed wounds, or past regrets. Jesus invites us to lay these burdens down and trust him, not in our own efforts. Jesus invites us to lay them down and to trust in him. Humbling ourselves before God acknowledges our need for him, and the humility opens the door to true rest, peace, and trust in God's grace. When we surrender our burdens to God, we recognize that we do not have to bear it alone. It's an invitation to stop striving and to let go of the idea that we must be in control and we must carry everything ourselves. Through knowing Jesus, we come to know God. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and through him we find peace and fulfillment beyond what the world offers us. Jesus offers us rest from the burdens of comparison, judgment, and perfectionism. When we stop trying to live up to these expectations that are not ours to carry, we begin to experience the freedom he promises us. When we let go of the need to control everything and surrender to God's will, we experience the rest that our souls long for. Often the burdens that we carry are self-inflicted. We burden ourselves with guilt over things we cannot change or with the responsibility to fix things that we can't fix on our own. Surrendering these things to God allows us to step into the peace he offers where we no longer need to bear the weight of everything. Jesus is calling you today. Whether you're burdened, stressed, or searching for meaning, come to God and find rest. You don't have to earn it. Just come as you are and trust in his love and in his grace. What burdens have you placed on yourself? What expectations have others placed on you that are weighing you down? Lay them at the feet of Jesus and allow him to give you the rest that you desperately need. He is gentle and humble in heart, and his invitation to rest is for all who are willing to let go and trust in him. Let's pray. Dear God, we come before you today acknowledging the heavy burdens we carry. We confess that sometimes we try to carry the weight of the world on our own, believing that we have to do it all or be perfect in every way. Lord, we bring before you the pressures we've placed on ourselves and the expectations others have placed upon us. We release these burdens to you, knowing that you never intended for us to carry them alone. Jesus, we thank you for your invitation to come to you and find rest. Help us to trust you with the worries, our fears, and our desires, to surrender all of them into your loving hands. Teach us to be humble and recognize our need for you every day. We pray for the strength to let go anything that hinders us from experiencing the peace and rest you offer. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient, your love that is unchanging, and the peace that surpasses all understanding. May we walk in your rest and trust that you are with us, guiding us and giving us the strength to face each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Pastor Danny, the lead pastor at Lighthouse Church. I hope that this message has been an encouragement to you and helped you in your journey with God. At Lighthouse Church, we believe that Jesus came so that we could have life and that life to the fullest. Our resources, teaching, and ministries are designed to help us flourish in life. And if there's any way we can help you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You'll find all the information you need at ladnerlife.com. That's www.ladnerlife.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified each time another message or resource comes available. Till next time, be blessed, live well.